Okay, so we're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 3, Mishnah 6. Also, Chazaz is Aruba. So the Mishnah now lists specific things that could disqualify an Esrog. So also Chazaz is Aruba. Let's say there's a Chazaz. A Chazaz is like it's some sort of deformity that it looks like a cluster of like small blisters. So if this arose on most of an Esrog, or Nitlav Himaso, or the Pitom was removed, fell off, whatever, Niklaf, or the skin, which it means like it's like the thin outer membrane of the esrog, it was peeled off. Nistak, or the esrog was split, like there's a, it was sort of like split down one side. Nikav v'chaser kolshu, or if there's a hole in the esrog and there's clearly a small amount of the esrog that's missing, possible. In all these cases, it's going to be a possible esrog. Also, chazazis al miyuto. However, if there's a chazazis, right, this like blister-like cluster this cluster of blisters over here. So if it was only on a miyuto, which is like a small amount, so like less than half of it, for example, nitaluxo, or the stem at the bottom of the esrog was removed. Nikav velo chazar kolzu, or there's a hole in it but nothing is missing from it. Kosher. In all these cases, the esrog is considered to be kosher. Esrog hakushi pasul. If you have a black esrog, it's not kosher. It's pasul. It's invalid. The reason why seems to be because it's like an ugly thing. But if you live in a place where this is like normal and there are lots of them, then seemingly it would be okay. That's what the mafarshim seem to write. V'hayaruk kecharti. And let's say an esrog that's green like a leek. Machshir Meir says it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda says it's pasul. It seems like this is not like the normal case, the esrog that we have nowadays that could be green, because the ones that we have that are green eventually turn yellow. So it seems like this is like it's green and always stays green in that situation. That's the machlokas. But a case like ours, like we have nowadays, where it's green and turns yellow, that would seem to be that everyone would agree that that would be kosher, I believe. Mishnah Zion, the same with Mishnah Shira Esrog Katan. What's the minimum size that an esrog can be? Rabbi Meir Omer, it goes. Rabbi Meir says that it has to be the size, at least the size of a walnut. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kibetzer. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it has to be at least the size of an egg. Okay, so that sounds we don't really see esrogim smaller than that nowadays, so we're good there. Uva Gadol, what's the biggest size? Well, sorry, if anyone knows, like the Temani esrogim, so they have like these huge esrogim. So what's the maximum size? Kadesha Yochas Shnaim Biado Achas. So according to the first opinion over here, it needs to be small enough that a person can hold two etrogim in one hand. So that means it can't be too big. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda has to say. Rabbi Yossi says, afilo echad b'shtei yadav. He says, even if it's large enough that a person needs both of his hands to hold one, then it's kosher. So that clearly is a very big distinction between the two. And it would seem like, at least according to many people, we hold like Rabbi Yossi, and that's why there are those people out there that have very large esrogim. Nonetheless, I think most of us have more of like an average size esrog, when the truth is you probably can hold two of them in one hand if you try hard enough. But at the end of the day, it seems like we would be okay with Rabbi Yossi's opinion as well. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Zion. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Ches. For now, we'll stop right here.